I think one, Hartlepool played very well. They're very good movement up front, and then they blocked off very well. I didn't think we pressurised first half, yet we still created some chances. And I said that at half-time, Coxie was playing a bit too deep for me. And I just wanted Josh to mark that hole a bit better, get Dean higher up. Then we create chances in the second half, and then Dean Cox puts in a cross that he's probably done all his career, and it's just a great finish from Jamie Collins, who led the line fantastically all game. So I'm really pleased also to hang on, because there were times that there was empty legs at times, and Hartlepool were coming to get the equaliser, and we had to defend to the hilt, and then we also created chances where Bobson's countering, the crowd are off their seats. And that's what we want at the Checker Trade. We want that feeling, you know, so it was a great vibe today.
Interesting, yeah. As you said, I thought they played some good football first half and second half. Then they started to go a bit long, knock it long for Painter. That almost sort of helps you a bit because you were able to win the aerial battles.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, because our guys are good in the air. And I did think at first half they caused us problems in the midfield. Billy didn't pick up the four, and I told him, you've got to drop in. You're not an out-and-out 10 luxury player. You've got to have that in him. There can be a gap on the left side of Josh Payne sometimes that I'm worried about, you know. So tactically we need to look at it sometimes, but I also thought we had the quality on the ball in the second half. You know, Billy, I said to him half time I wasn't happy, and then second half he produces a performance of, you know, he's a risk taker because he plays great balls. If they come off, they look wonderful. If they don't come off, the crowd on his back, but he never stops. He always wants to play that way, and that's a credit. And then you've got players like James Collins up front that just lead the line for you, fantastic. Jimmy and Josh really dogged in midfield for us, so it's a massive 3 points for us that keeps us that end of the table.
And of course, we must ask about the crowd. 4,266. Absolutely. Club met its target, but they really got with you, got behind you, stayed with you, and then helped you over the line.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Bruce is now general manager, and he's been here since the 80s, Bruce, and he's one of those club men. It was his initiative, then pushed super by Graham Wright and the commercial team. They've all been working so hard. We've been in the office nicking their donuts, but they've been working all week. And there's a great vibe between the staff, the players, and I think the fans now, and I think that's what we're working to.
As you mentioned, it sort of keeps you up at the right end. You've cut the gap between you and the playoffs by 2 points today, so that's progress, and it's 4 home wins in a row as well.
It's absolute progress, because like that, we've been periods where we haven't been on a good run, and we were saying we're waiting for players to come back, and we had to keep that belief. And I think it's a credit to the mentality of the side. We've looked at what was needed, and I've looked in the first 6 months and probably learnt a lot. And I think that, you know, the players will be looking at me wondering if I have the flexibility to change or am I going to be dogged. And I think we've all changed together. So I think that's a very important thing, that we're evolving together.